the New Testament, book of Luke. We are reading from chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. If you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be there, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he has pleased." This is the gospel word of the Lord.
Thank you, Tim. Please be seated. So let's try this one more time. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, good job. A little resource that I have used in youth ministry is called, a little book called Tension Getters. Real life problems and predicaments that young people can find themselves in. So let's try one. Here's the situation. Carla is a teacher's aide for English class. The teacher has entrusted her with the task of taking attendance as soon as class begins. Okay? Before class, a guy that Carla has been wanting to date asks her to mark him as present because he's going to skip the class. Okay? He quickly walks away before Carla can give an answer. So if you were Carla, this is eighth grade now, remember, what would you do and why? And what should you do and why? So find someone around you and talk about that just for 30 seconds. If you were Carla, what would you do and what should you do and why? All right, tension getters, real life situations to get you pondering what would you do and what should you do. And on that night, a long time ago, for a small band of shepherds, an attention getter like none before or since, an angel, a heavenly chorus, the dark skies are lit up. The good news of a Savior is proclaimed. And as a shepherd, what would you do? What should you do? This was a tension getter like never before. Now, notice their response. They said, "Let us together go and see and investigate and check it out, what God has said, see if it's true, see what God is up to, and let's do it together." And we do it now, right here, right now. Now, I suppose they could have made up some excuses not to go. Okay, fellas, it's way too dark. Let's do this thing in the morning, right? There's no way we can leave our sheep out here unattended. And dude, that was way too freaky what we just witnessed. Did we just hallucinate that? Must have had the wrong kind of mushrooms, man. But no, let us go now and let's see what all this is about. And they not only went, it says they ran. Apparently nothing else mattered more than this. And maybe this is the one thing we need to learn from them tonight. Okay? No excuses. No excuses. Let us together go and check this thing out. God is up to something significant with this child. Because in the end, nothing else matters more. So have you heard about the church that had a no excuse Sunday? In order to make it possible for everyone to attend church the next week, we are planning a no-excuse Sunday. Cots will be provided in the church for those who say, it's my only day for sleeping in. Eye drops will be available for those staying up too late on Saturday night. We will have steel helmets for those who believe the roof will cave in if they show up for church. Blankets will be furnished for those who complain that the church is too cold. And then fans will be on hand for those who say the church is too hot. We will have hearing aids for the parishioners who say, the pastor doesn't talk loud enough. And there'll be cotton balls for those who say, the pastor talks too loud. We guarantee that some relatives will be present for those who like to go visiting on Sunday. And there'll be TV dinners available for those who claim they can't go to church and cook dinner too, so that's to be provided. And one section of the church will have some trees and have some grass for those who see God in nature, especially on the golf course. But this faith thing, this Christmas thing, when it comes down to it, it's really not about going to church, is it? It's really about a relationship, a living, real, personal relationship with God. And that is what God wants with you and for you. A real personal relationship with Jesus who came to be your Savior and who came to be your friend. This is what this Christmas thing is all about. So how do relationships work? How do they get established and developed and grow? And it's actually quite simple. Communication and trust. That's the basics. Communication and trust. So maybe you heard about the couple who are planning to get divorced. So a judge was interviewing a woman regarding her pending divorce and asked, "What are the grounds for your divorce?" And she said, "Well, about 4 acres and a nice little house in the middle of the property with a stream running by." No, he said, "I mean, what is the foundation of this case?" "Well," she said, "it's made of concrete and brick and mortar." He said, "No, I mean, what are your relations like?" She said, "Well, I have an aunt and uncle living here in town, and so do my husband's parents." And the judge is getting more frustrated. He said, do you have a real grudge? No, she said, we have a two-car carport and I've never really needed one. He said, please, is there any infidelity in your marriage? She said, well, yeah. Both my son and daughter have stereo sets. We don't necessarily like the music, but the answer to your question is yes. Ma'am, does your husband ever beat you up? She said, oh yeah, oh yes, yes. About twice a week. Twice a week he gets up earlier than I do. Finally, in frustration, the judge asked, lady, why do you want a divorce? And she said, oh, I don't want a divorce. I've never really wanted a divorce. My husband does. He said he can't communicate with me. Relationships work only when there's communication and trust. And that is why God came to us in Jesus, to establish communication. Here I am. Now you know where to find me. No more hide and seek. And to prove he's trustworthy, what he said he'd do, he did. What he says he'll do, he'll do. Because his word is trustworthy and true. Communication, trust. It happens in worship, in small groups, in reading the Bible, in prayer, in music, serving others. Communication and trust. That's how the relationship is established and builds and grows and matures. So tonight, here we are. There is no angel message. There's no opening skies. There's no angel chorus. But the message and the proclamation is the same as it was to those shepherds. Unto you is born a Savior. And not only a Savior, but a friend. And not only a friend, but a priest. And a priest is one who intercedes with God for you and for your behalf. See, God is up to something with this little baby. One of a kind. Like no other. And all of it is for you. Now, that may have your attention. Attention getters. So what are you going to do? What should you do? Maybe it's best if we learn the lesson from the shepherds who said, let's go together right now. No more excuses. No more putting off for a later, better time. Let's go. Now, and see for ourselves and investigate and check this thing out, what God is up to in this child. What child is this? That's your cue, Tim. Turn your attention to the screen.